Adate Hilmere. Hi, everyone.
Hello, Hilmarie. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hilmarie.
Oh, you know what? It is just wonderful to hear you all here because this is my home group in Narcotics Anonymous, and I absolutely love this group. I really do. I learn, I really respect and learn so much from each and every member, and there's so much that I can relate to and identify with. So it's an honor to share here tonight. It really is. And I'd like to say welcome to all the people here. I then know that I don't know yet, and then that I don't haven't I have I think I've said hello to everyone in the greeters and their PMs, because that is my service position. Yeah, I love it. Okay, so oh my goodness, where to start? I am an addict. I am an addict. And if I do not keep on coming to meetings of Narcotics Anonymous and work the program to the best of my ability, I will go out and use again, because that is my experience. I value and honor my the sponsor that I have in my life today, you know, and I really value each and every member that I have in my life today, and I value myself. I have respect for myself. I always start my day off with a step three prayer. I just say simply, take my will and my life. Guide me in my recovery and show me how to live, because I have no idea how to live. And even after 17 years, because before I had 17 years in Narcotics Anonymous, and the reason why I initially started with NA was that I had nothing. I had no physical ability left. I had no money. I had no property, prestige. My family didn't want to speak to me, and I was using. And I had a severe, well, it was termed a severe closed head injury. I was in a coma for, and everyone, I'm sure, knows my story already, for like a month, month and a half, and I was on machines for 3 days. And the reason was a direct result of my using. I had been introduced to Narcotics Anonymous before then, okay, but I never, oh no, I'm not an addict. These addicts are these poor mother Fs, do you know, as that I'm definitely not that. Meanwhile, my dealer, I went there with my dealer, and I always just thought I was managing it. So when I got involved in this motor vehicle accident, and I had to learn how to crawl before I could learn how to walk, and I had to learn how to talk and everything, I found NA. And at that stage, I was out of hospital. I was out of the immediate my family environment, and I was living in a home for mentally, physically, and emotionally disabled people. And I could write letters. After my last treatment center, I knew I had to stick around, and I was in an isolated area. I couldn't drive or anything. I could write. So I wrote letters, and I received letters from all over the world. And that introduced me to NA world, that I'm not the only addict out there, you know, that people understand, and that, you know, that is what I find with virtual Today, I don't do physical meetings anymore. After my 17 years, something had happened in NA, and traditions I believe weren't for being followed. But you know what? Nothing gives me the right, and I took the right, my will, my own hands, and I left NA, Narcotics Anonymous. Nothing gives me the right to do that to anybody and to believe that from anybody. I have a right to be here, and I own my seat today because I do not want to go out. I do not want to use any more ever again just for today. You know, I started living just in the world. I didn't want to hear of anyone where I, anybody, I could do it myself, and I started using again. Okay, I did, because first of all I went to another fellowship, and it's actually in that fellowship that I actually started using again. And I really have had problems in my recovery since coming back after my dad had also passed away. I've lost both my parents now, but I've had trouble trying to do everything. My last time, the first time when I couldn't handle anything and I was going mad, I did pick up again. And I thought to myself, I was about 18 months clean then. And I thought I couldn't handle the pain that I'm suffering because I'm in illness in recovery because of the head injury. I do have consequences. My left leg is a little bit shorter than my right. My left arm, I don't have the same ability to use. And I have got pain. I've got neuropathic pain that I live with every day of my life. And then I just wanted that to end. And I went and I got some wine. And after taking too many tablets. So I stopped that. I came back in, and then last time, a few months ago, I was in emotional trauma again. I was going mad, and my sponsor, and I said to my sponsor, I was in my emotional trauma. Someone had told me. She said to me, I said emotional relapse. She said, no, it's a physical relapse because you haven't been taking your medication. I take one medication tablet a day, and I started taking my antidepressants, anti-anxiety, because I've got a mental illness. I see things in different ways. I know I have the disease of addiction, but it's more than that. I go very depressed. I go very, very suicidal for days on end. And then I can come out and I can have such a high. It's unbelievable how happy I can be. And then I go down again. And I need my medication to keep me stable, to keep me in so that I can work the NA program to the absolute best of my ability. And I do that today. Actually, today, this is my fourth meeting. Which I normally do about two or three meetings a day, but because I'm celebrating, I nearly felt so embarrassed to get up and say, because I only have 6 months clean, and I would love to be able to say, look, but I've got so many years and stuff, but I've really learned that I've got today, and it is amazing. It's my higher power. There is no doubt in my mind that my higher power brought me back to Narcotics Anonymous. And that I didn't go out and die. I did things that I deeply ashamed of, was deeply ashamed of, because after the many years of recovery, and I had a good recovery, I did service, I did sponsorship, I did steps, I did traditions, you know, but I think my denial system is so strong and runs so deep, I never really, really believed I was an addict. I did and I didn't, I don't know. But today, I sort of taught myself by going to meetings, yes, because I thought that I was maybe just a complete F up because I got everything wrong since I was small. Today, I know that I'm not. None of us in this room are. We are beautiful people that have just lost our way. We've lost our way, and we ended up in darkness, darkness. And today we have light around us. I have laughter in my life today. You know, I love the steps. I was in a meeting where we did step seven, and step seven is a sweet surrender step. I cannot do any of the steps without doing step one. Step one will always be to the today, a few times a day, I've got to practice that step. And then comes step two. I cannot stay with just step one, because that's when I go totally mad. Okay, I need step two, three. And at the moment, I'm doing another step four to go deeper into what about me tells me that it's okay not to do something when I say I'm going to do something. So my honesty is just, I'm learning about honesty and it's going deeper and deeper. And my step 11 is, I can't say I have meditation times. I have still times, quiet times. When I paint and when I am with my art, I let go. I just let go to the moment. You know, whenever I can let go to the moment, I can meditate. I can meditate all day long. I can pray all day long. A prayer to me is talking with others, talking with my higher power. Meditation is like listening, quieting my mind. Stillness at the end of the meeting, at the beginning of the meeting. And step 12 is just like we carry this message forth. And even a person with one day clean can help another person. We can stay clean together just for today. So all in all, I am so awesomely grateful to be in recovery today, to be clean today, and not to be have told to go away. You know, you can't get it. Go away. I've been encouraged to keep coming back, keep coming back. And I put my program in front of anything and everything in my life today. So thank you everyone for being here, and I hope to see you all in another meeting, and definitely here next week. Thank you very much.